Agamemnon dreams. The following night, Zeus sent a dream to Agamemnon in the form of the king's wisest adviser, Nestor. The gods have been debating the outcome of this war, the dream told him. Hera has finally persuaded the gods to support the Greeks. Zeus himself has said that if you attack the Trojans today, you will win and take Troy. Agamemnon woke that morning with joy in his heart. He called his advisers to him and told them about his dream. Summon the men, he said. Today we march to victory. The men gathered. Rumor flew through the ranks like wind through a field of corn. Perhaps we are going home at last, some said. For many years have you waited outside the walls of Troy, Agamemnon began. For many years have you been kept from your wives, your children, and your homes. But Zeus has promised us victory at last. Today Troy will fall. Let none go home before he has slept with a Trojan woman and avenged his suffering for the sake of Helen. The army roared. Like bees among the spring flowers, the men went about preparing for battle. They made sacrifices and prayed that they would live to see the end of the war. But Achilles and his men did not join them. They stayed apart, ignoring the rest of the army. Meanwhile, Zeus sent Iris to King Priam to warn him about the Greeks. Soon the Greeks were advancing like a great wave toward Troy, the earth groaning beneath their feet. But the Trojans were ready for them, rank upon rank, as thick as the sands in the sea. They were led by Hector himself, magnificent in his shining armor. The armies lined up opposite each other on the plains before Troy. It was then that Paris stepped out from the ranks of the Trojan army, wearing a beautiful panther skin over his armor. "I challenge the bravest Greek to fight with me in single combat," he cried.